It was billed as an initiative to promote the leadership of the United States to develop economically communities around the world. And featured former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice partnering with Chevron, one of the largest oil companies in the world.
We can help countries to begin to build the infrastructure that can attract and properly use private investment and business development, which then produces the jobs for its people.
While the launch was short on details, there were many references to the important role the U.S. had to play in improving welfare around the globe. Global welfare may not be something that pops into the minds of citizens around the globe when they hear the name Condoleezza Rice, more commonly associated with supporting President George W. Bush's invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq.
You don't want another Afghanistan out there. You don't want the northern border of Mexico to look like a failed state. You don't want Yemen to, as it's doing, break into civil war and become the new Somalia or the new Afghanistan.